I've received a letter dated July 1st, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the agreement as to form. This is an intergovernmental agreement by and between the City of Hollister and Taney County for 911 dispatch services and personnel.
Mr. Elliott has brought to our attention that the because of it being today, the agreement would end on the 4th. Do you have any recommendation on moving the date to a different day just that the agreement doesn't end on the 4th, 4th of July?
I mean, we can make it longer than that. I'm happy to do that.
You can make it longer? Do you want to change the date? Do you want? When's the city going to vote on this? If we were to approve this, when would the city vote on it?
Thursday City Council,
the 7th. So would it be inappropriate to approve at per the as of the 7th if we were to make that motion?
That's fine.
Is that okay?
So it'll be July 5th, 2022 to July 7th, 2023. Or July 7th, 2022 to July
5th, 2023.
6th of 2023.
Yeah, that's is that okay? Yeah. Is that how you guys understood it to be?
Just move it today would be fine.
Because it matched the same day that they would actually sign the agreement. So, do you guys have any questions on it?
Just note, it automatically renews in 1 year at that, unless 60 days prior there's some objects. And it might be something that the Sheriff's Department want to look at, that as salaries increase and benefits increase, that they can evaluate it at that time and speak with the other parties and see if it's necessary to change that amount.
I'm assuming the city's...
No objection.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement for 911 dispatch services and personnel by and between Taney County and the City of Hollister beginning on July 7th of 2022.
Second with discussion, do you need the ending date?
We don't have an ending date because it's an automatic renewal, so it'd just be on the contract to change it there. It's for a year.
Okay, just noting that it did have an ending date, I think, before. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On-site wastewater treatment system construction review and permitting participation agreement 2022 number 22-070. I've received a letter dated June 30th, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, approves the agreement and related documents as to form.
Yeah, this is basically just our agreement that we have to enter into every 3 years with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. That gives the county the powers to oversee the on-site wastewater program here in Taney County.
Working on for some time in regard to the county having the power without having to go through the
yeah state. Well, that's still the ordinance that's in
still this ordinance
is still being worked on, but this gives us the powers until we have our own ordinance. Yes, ma'am. Okay. That is correct.
Questions?
Nope.
I don't.
Move to approve the on-site wastewater treatment system construction review and permitting participation agreement between the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and Tarrant County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Mr. Elliott and Nikki for their help with this as well.
Thank you.
Letter of Representation 2021, number 22-068. I received a letter dated June 30th, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the letter as to form. This is a letter of representation regarding the audit of the financial statements of Tarrant County by KPM CPAs for the year ended December 31st, 2021.
Mr. Clark, do you have any issues with the letter? You've read it. I guess Mr. Schofield, have you?
I've looked at the letter, yes.
It's true and accurate.
I think this is something that we have to do each year before the.
It is, but
honestly, yeah.
It requires that presiding commissioner and county auditors saying that it's true and accurate, so.
Yes.
Yes.
So before we vote on it, I move to approve the letter of representation for KPM CPAs.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for de-icing materials, number 22-067, Road and Bridge.
Devin, anything here we need to?
No.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for de-icing materials by and between Central Salt LLC and Tarrant County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Vacation of platted public street, Sycamore Drive, number 22-066.
Good morning. I'm William McCullough, representing the petitioner, Christopher Eads. I think that we submitted a petition and some exhibits. I have not received the affidavit of publication, and I have two signed consents from the adjacent landowners. I also have to draft two easements, one for the sewer and one for Liberty Electric, or utilities that are already in place. And if it's agreeable with the commission, I would propose to submit all of those additional documents together for your consideration.
Yes, please. Commissioner Schofield.
What?
He's wanting to.
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to say I can submit them all together because there are other documents that we don't have yet. The affidavit of publication and two easements.
Okay, so you're going to submit those all together, not today?
No. So if you could perhaps table this or approve it conditioned upon either one.
Yeah.
What would you like to see? And Mr. Elliott, what are your thoughts as far as tabling versus contingent upon receiving the easements that Mr. McCall is talking about?
So the way that I drafted the order last week, I didn't know that Liberty had an electric line. I knew that Tarrant County Sewer District had two mains running through the area in question. So I had drafted the order basically making its effectiveness conditioned upon receiving those easements. I did not know that Liberty had a line running through there. So I think it's 6 of 1.5 dozen others. If the commission has a preference one way or the other, we can handle it either way, folks. I mean, I can either revise the order if you all want to make it, if you want to approve it today, subject to those items, or if you all would rather table it to a date certain and have those in hand before you approve it, I can revise the order. Either way, I can make that happen.
Well, we can approve the order. If we were to approve the order, we could approve it contingent upon the Liberty, because you already have in the order that he has to do the sewer.
That's correct.
If I don't have the easement from Liberty, I won't submit the documents to you.
Right. And then it wouldn't get, and then it wouldn't get done.
I can say my ear against it.
Okay.
You said Liberty Utilities easement?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anyone here opposed to the petition? I see none.
If it's approved, then my understanding is half of it goes to the one landowner and the other half goes to the other landowner.
Outside of what the commission does, so whenever the commission vacates it,
mm-hmm.
The commission won't necessarily be conveying property to the adjoining landowners, but as a matter of legal course, yes, that is correct.
And that is what these parties anticipate, that my client will receive the east half and Mr. Meyer will receive the west half.
Any more questions?
Just the picture of the map that they have in here is not very good, so I just want to see where it's at exactly. I'm pulling it up on Beacon.
I have one with the property ownership penciled in if you'd like.
Do you have one that's better than this copy?
I've got it. No more discussion. I move to approve the vacation of platted public street, Sycamore Drive, file number 22066RB, upon the condition of receiving the easement from Liberty Utilities.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks. Vacation of a platted roadway in Siesta Cove subdivision, number 22-062 Roden Bridge.